This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good evening. We are coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I get asked a lot about how much spare ammo to carry. When I'm going on the road, I carry a lot of spare ammo. I mean, I carry... I'm probably carrying four spare magazines for the handgun, and I'm carrying a rifle with four spare magazines. So, things really go bad. I have enough to play with. However, I digress. Four spare magazines in either the SIG P320 or the Glock 17 works out to be what? 17 is 34. So 68 spare rounds plus the 17 that are in the gun. So what? I'm carrying 85 rounds. I've talked about this guy before, but we're going to talk about him again just because I keep getting asked about spare ammunition. And I'm talking about Police Sergeant Timothy Graymans. He used to carry 47 rounds of handgun ammunition on his person while on duty. Today he carries 145 every day without fail. And recently he detailed the gunfight that caused the difference in a presentation at the annual conference of the Association of SWAT Personnel, Wisconsin. So, he was in a gunfight with a perpetrator, and he hit the guy 17 times before putting him down. 17 times. With a Glock 21, he was shooting 45s at this guy. Hit him 17 times with 45 caliber ammo. What he came away from are the following things. Number one, beef up your ammo reserves. He said a lot more rounds are being exchanged in today's gunfights than in the past. With offenders carrying heavier weapons going on patrol with just a handgun and two extra magazines, no longer cuts it. Carry more ammo. Always have a backup gun. Carry a loaded rifle where you can reach it. I can't express how quickly your firearm will go empty when you're shooting for real. There's no worse feeling than pulling the trigger and hearing it go click. Very true. Number two, and this is very important. Now, JT does this to me on occasion, so I understand what he's saying here. You need to practice headshots. He said when you fire multiple lethal rounds into an attacker and he keeps going and you don't have the luxury of waiting 20 or 40 more seconds for him to die while he can still shoot at you, don't waste time arguing the relative merits of various calibers. No handgun rounds have reliable stopping power with body shots. Pick the round you can shoot best and practice shooting at the suspect's head. Now, at the core of this desperate firefight, He was up against a murderous attacker who simply would not go down, even though he was shot 14 times with a 45 caliber weapon. Six of those hits in supposedly fatal locations. This all happened in Skokie, Illinois, just north of Chicago. It came on a lazy August afternoon prior to his promotion to sergeant on his first day back from a family vacation. He wanted to take a quick break from his patrol circuit to buy a Star Wars game at a shopping center for his son's 8th birthday. And then he got an alert that a black male driving a 2-door white car had robbed a bank at gunpoint in another suburb 11 miles north and had fled in an unknown direction. Grayman's was only 6 blocks from a major expressway that was the most logical escape route into the city. Unknown at the time, the suspect, a 37-year-old alleged gangster disciple, had vowed he would kill a police officer if he got stopped. And apparently Grayman's thinks he's very lucky when it comes to stopping bad guys, so he radioed that he was joining other officers in the busy expressway lanes to scout traffic. And he was barely up to highway speed when he spotted a lone male black driver in a white Pontiac Bonneville and pulled alongside him. He said he gave me the look, the uh-oh, there's the police look, and I knew he was the guy. Grayman's dropped behind him, and then all of a sudden, last minute move, the suspect accelerated sharply and swerved across 3 lanes of traffic to roar up an exit ramp. And he said, he radioed, I've got one running. The next thing he knew, he was taking rounds. That was 4 years ago, he said, yet it could be 10 seconds ago. With him following close behind and the siren blaring and the lights flashing, the Bonneville zigzagged through traffic and around corners into a quick pocket of single-family homes a few blocks from the exit. A few yards from where a 10-year-old boy was skateboarding on the driveway, he abruptly squealed to a stop. He bailed out and ran headlong at the police officer with a 9mm Smith in his hand while I was still in the car. The gunman fired 4 rounds into the Crown Vic's hood while Raymond's was drawing his .45 caliber Glock 21. He said, I didn't have time to think about backing up or even ramming him. I see the gun and I engage. So he fired through his windshield, sending a total of 13 rounds tearing through just 3 holes. Because Raymond's is sort of like JT. He's a master firearms instructor and a sniper on the tactical intervention unit. Said I was confident at least some of them were hitting him, but it wasn't even close to slowing down. The gunman shot his pistol dry, trying to hit Grayman's with rounds through his driver's side window, but except for spraying the officer's face with glass, he narrowly missed and headed back to his car. Grayman's, also empty, escaped his squad, or as he called it, a coffin, and reloaded on his run to cover behind the passenger side rear of the Bonneville. Now, the robber, a lanky 6-foot guy, was back in the fight with a .380 Bursa pistol he grabbed off his front seat, and the rounds began to fly. And again, Grayman shot dry and reloaded. I thought it was hitting him, but with shots going through his clothing, it was hard for me to tell much. This much was for certain. He kept moving and kept shooting, trying his damnedest to kill me. So in this free-for-all, the assailant had, in fact, been struck 14 times. Any one of those 6 of those wounds, in the heart, right lung, left lung, liver, diaphragm, and right kidney, would have produced fatal consequences in time. But time for Grayman's, like the stack of bullets in his third magazine, was fast running out. In his trunk was an AR-15, and an overhead rack inside the squad car was a Remington 870. It was impractical to go for those at that time. He did manage to get himself to a grassy spot near a tree where he could prone out for a solid shooting platform. Suspect was on the street on the other side of the car. I could see him looking under the chassis. I tried a couple of ricochet rounds that didn't connect. Then I told myself, hey, I need to slow down and aim better. So when the suspect bent down to peer into the car, Grayman's carefully established a sight picture and squeezed off 3 more controlled bursts in rapid succession. Each round slammed into the suspect's head, 1 through each side of his mouth and 1 through the top of his skull into his brain. And then he was done. The whole shootout lasted 56 seconds. The assailant had fired 21 rounds from his 2 handguns. He had not attempted to employ an SKS that was lying on his front seat ready to go. Raymond's had discharged 33 rounds, 4 remained in his 1 remaining magazine. 2 houses and a parked Mercedes were struck by rounds. The gunman was not dead yet. And he was still showing vital signs when EMS arrived, so Grayman's was also transported to the trauma center. At one point, a doctor said, we may as well stop. Every bag of blood we've given him ends up on the floor. Why'd that cop have to shoot him so many times? Grayman's answer, well, he was trying to kill me, and I just decided not to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. First of all, a quote from Huey Newton. Unarmed people are slaves or are subject to slavery at any moment. The leftists are always calling for disarmament, forced disarmament of you and me. In the wake of the recent attempted murder of Republican politicians by this leftist ideologue, I sort of expected the usual panic petition by the left for once again the forced confiscation of all privately owned firearms in America, sort of like what happened in Australia a decade ago, or the UK shortly after the end of World War II. And in, California, every day. For the leftists, forced confiscation of privately owned firearms may take place all at once or in small lying steps, but their end goal is always the same. And in fact, when each small step fails to reduce violent crime, because those small steps are destined to fail, leftists will then whine, "We didn't go far enough." Because now they're going to set their stage for their next small step. And it's all so predictable. So in any event, lately, and particularly this time, their worn-out guns are ishy siren song is, well, it's nobody's listening. That's a new trend here in the United States. Nobody's listening. In fact, so unpopular is this notion of universal gun confiscation, few Democrats are now even bringing it up, at least in public. Even the leftist media is only lukewarm this time, a genuine departure from their customary vile, rabid, gun-hating diatribe. I'm looking at the left, and it sort of strikes me that in and out of the media they have finally caught on that Americans are bored with them and their ever-so-predictable far-left dogma. Maybe even a little bit annoyed. Maybe here in America, people here have finally grown weary of being told by leftists that we're too stupid to own a gun. Perhaps Americans plainly see the hypocrisy of heavily armed leftist politicians and leftist media personalities pseudo-sanctimoniously and, to be honest with you, quite condescendingly, dictating to the rest of us from their ivory towers that we don't need guns. So despite being assured by the left that it is all just our imagination, Americans are justifiably frightened of Islamic terrorists. And we sort of want to be able to take care of business, which means we need to be able to unilaterally to defend ourselves. If they were smart, Democrats would drop this. But as it is with all leftists, their personal vanity won't permit any specifics of repentance. They would rather die than admit they're wrong. They would rather die than admit they're capable of being wrong. But I give you another quote from Aaron Bielski. He was a World War II Jewish resistance fighter in Eastern Europe. Without your rifle, you are nothing. You are worthless. You are waiting for death any minute, any second. Something to consider, huh? I don't expect it to go away. I mean, I'm seeing them repackage it a bunch of different ways. We're going to cover that a couple of times tonight. They're trying to retread gun control. They're trying to give it a fresh look, a new angle, if you will. One of the things they're doing is about children, which and they're lumping gang members in with little darlings. Yeah. And that, I think, is falling on deaf ears because we've heard every one of these gun control diatribes, we've heard them all before. Why they haven't figured that part out is beyond me. I don't really quite get it. But we have to take into consideration a couple things. There are some things in play that we probably don't quite get, like their vanity. You see, for them to get out and admit that gun control is wrong would not go well. That would not end well. Gun control is one of their cornerstone topics. It's one of their planks of their platform. This is one of the things they constantly are out there talking about. And it's one thing they actually have to achieve. See, for all the other things they talk about when they're trying to create the utopia, in order to create the utopia, they actually have to disarm us. They know it. I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. But still, for some reason, they're not quite as loud. I've heard the usual calls here and there for this and that and the other thing, but I haven't quite figured out exactly how that's going to go, nor do I care. What I do know is that this was rather quiet this time. I did hear some things about the lax gun laws of, which Alexandria is not like the rest of Virginia. Alexandria is like Philadelphia is in Pennsylvania. In Virginia, you can carry a gun in the open, except in Alexandria, where they were. And I've heard certain people say, well, Virginia's laws are so lax that everywhere but where the guy was, you can carry a gun out there. You can brandish, as they said. I think it was David Frum saying that over and over. Brandishing is pointing a gun at somebody. It's not having a gun where it's seen. Brandishing is sticking the business end in their face. Which, you know, in Terry McAuliffe's state, if that was happening with just regular people, you can sure bet they would be calling for that to end that. But I digress. I guess it comes down to you. How do you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself free or a slave or a slave in waiting? When we get back, there is an ongoing debate about how the NRA is characterizing right to carry permits. So we're going to just clarify that if we can. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You know, if you go there, when you get to the website, if it's on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. There's a bit of a debate as to the severity of the decline in the attention span of modern-day America. We become a world pervaded by 140-character messages and some trivial clickbait articles, and few would argue that many are now consuming information more rapidly and in smaller pieces. In this environment, an article's headline has become increasingly important, and it takes an outside role or an outsized role in conveying information within. So, here's a headline for you, and listen to what it says. Figure out whether you think this is misleading. Realize that it is not without consequence. This is coming from the News and Observer, Raleigh, North Carolina, June 20th, 2017. The NRA is pushing to eliminate concealed carry permits in North Carolina and across the country. From the Associated Press, June 6, 2017. Bill to nix North Carolina's concealed carry permit causes rift. From the Richmond County Daily Journal, Rockingham, North Carolina, June 5, 2017. Bill would drop concealed carry permits. The Anniston Star from Anniston, Alabama, April 18, 2017. Senate votes to eliminate concealed gun permits. From the Telegraph, Nashua, New Hampshire, January 11, 2017. Legislature debates guns. Committee approves proposed bill to eliminate concealed carry permit. So, these headlines gives people, whoever's reading these, the impression that the NRA and state lawmakers are working to abolish right to carry permits. And this is false. NRA wholeheartedly supports shall issue right to carry permitting. That's sort of a cornerstone of things. NRA also supports providing law-abiding individuals with additional options to exercise their right to carry, including legislation to allow such persons to carry without a permit, which is often referred to as permitless or more commonly constitutional carry. And those positions are not mutually exclusive. In each state where the NRA has worked with lawmakers to enact permitless constitutional carry legislation, the right to carry permitting regime is kept in place. There's a reason for that, too, because if you want to go outside the state, then you have to have that permit, don't you? Yeah, in places such as Idaho and Mississippi in recent years, NRA has helped to strengthen the existing right to carry permit structures by passing legislation providing for enhanced carry permits that allow the holder to carry in additional locations and work to pass legislation that recognizes the right to carry without a permit. The only state with permitless constitutional carry and no right to carry permitting regime is Vermont, and the arrangement is unique to the Green Mountain State, and due to the fact that the Vermonters have never, ever, since 1791, they've never had a state restriction on the right of law-abiding individuals to carry for self-defense, and Bernie Sanders comes from there. A major reason NRA is adamant about preserving existing permitting systems, even in states that have embraced permitless constitutional carry, is that permit holders enjoy benefits that extend beyond carrying a concealed firearm within their home state. Now, increasing right to carry reciprocity among the states is vital. And right now we've got Cornyn, we've got Hudson, they've got H.R. 38, Senate Bill 446, trying to get that. Also, the NRA is trying to facilitate and encourage unilateral and bilateral right to carry recognition between the states. But in states like Virginia, NRA has worked to pass legislation providing outright recognition for right to carry permits from all other jurisdictions. If they were to eliminate the permitting process from a state, that would throw the existing reciprocity framework. That'd be a big monkey wrench in it. It would strip current carry permit holders of that protection and would deprive gun owners in the permitless constitutional state the ability to use a permit in order to carry through other portions of the country. One other thing that is very good about having a permit, many right to carry permits exempt the holder from having to submit themselves for an ICS check when they purchase a firearm. You have been vetted, and it has to be, in most cases, it has to have not been issued not more than 5 years earlier by the state. And the law of the state provides that such a permit is to be issued only after an authorized government official has verified that the information available to this individual does not indicate that possession of a firearm by such other person would be a violation of law. ATF is tasked with determining whether a state's right to carry permit qualifies as NICS exempt, and they publish their decisions in their permanent Brady permit chart. Unfortunately, they ambiguously interpret the statutory exemption, and they add their own cryptic requirements that a permit must meet in order to qualify. But it does happen. I don't have to go through background checks in South Carolina. I lay my permit on the table. And that's it. So, NICS exemption provides a prospective gun buyer with a more efficient and, in some cases, vital means of acquiring firearms. 11% of NICS checks are delayed for additional review, with only about 1.3% of the delayed transactions result in a denial. So that means that a significant portion of prospective gun purchasers are delayed, which is never good. That's never good. So this is actually not so much a right to carry, is it a right to be exempt from the NICS. But the NRA is not pushing to eliminate right to carry permits. And as with all media falsehoods, gun rights supporters should do their best to call out these misleading headlines, because you are surrounded by low-info voters who don't know any better. In this particular case, right, here's the thing about this particular case. The problem with gun rights, when people start writing about them, is that it is very easy to get it wrong, because most people don't know a damn thing about what they're talking about when it comes to this stuff. So is this anti-gun bias or the result of ignorance? That kind of, you know, in this day and age where Project Veritas just went to CNN and they were like, well, we know that all of this Russia stuff isn't correct, but, you know, it's really good for the ratings. When a news organization gets out and admits this is the reason they're pushing this particular line, well, you kind of sit back and say, I don't know if it's ignorance. But altogether, that kind of a determination is difficult, and experience has shown the two to be highly correlated and equally prevalent in the mainstream media, at least when it comes to gun stuff. When we get back, I'm going to give some advice to our beloved Democratic friends. They want to win in the next go-round. They intend to take over the House. I'm going to tell them what to do. So if you are a leftist Democrat, please get out your legal pad, pencil, and be ready to copy, would you? I don't want to have to say this twice. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm committed. Everyone, how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Bean
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, since we humiliated Clinton last November, well, it's been sort of like Charlie Sheen. We've just been winning all the time. We got Neil Gorsuch, who's already proving to be quite valuable. We have crushed the liberal climate cult. Our defense secretary is nicknamed Mad Dog, and he prioritizes annihilating jihadists over making the infantry more welcoming to people confused about whether they are boys or girls. But that's unfair to the Democrats. As our leftist friends teach us, our success belongs to them too. Just like everything else that we earn and build or create, that all belongs to them too. And we need to share our winning. We need to be bipartisan curious. Because they've been giving us advice, right? They've been saying things like, run away from the guy who beat the smartest, most qualified, and smartest woman in the history of ever. They've been saying, reach across the aisle so we can grab your hand and drag you into our reeking cesspool of institutional progressivism. In the spirit of cooperation and love, here's some ideas for our leftist dolt friends to help them win in 2018, which still all boil down to this. I don't think you should change a thing. It's more important than ever for Democrats to maintain a steady course. Just ignore that iceberg up ahead. It's probably racist anyway because it's all white. Look, Democrats, you guys are doing just fine. After half a year of Trump and several special election moral victories, or as we call them, losses, which are the best kind of victories, America is beginning to dig your vibe. Everyone loves the Democrats and their can-do message of opposition to Trump. Entitlement to our money, resistance to Trump, demands for even more of our money, and dog whistling about murdering Trump. And anyone else who doesn't hate Trump or want to give Democrats money, well, they need to be murdered too. And resistance to Trump. You need to keep Nancy Pelosi. She's the strategic genius who brought you to this pinnacle of success upon which you perched today. And no, Georgia's 6th district was not her fault. Global warming caused it to rain on election day. And you know how Nancy and the other Democrat women react to water. And yeah, the GOP does try to diss her, but what they call liability, you know, a liability is really an asset. She's not a rich, aging, out-of-touch San Franciscan leftist who never met a bizarre lifestyle she didn't embrace, nor a traditional one she didn't seek to crush under his stilettos. She is a resource-positive, seasoned woman of the people, people who just happen to hate, believing Christians and Jews and unborn babies and America. Do you doubt what I say? Then ask around Williamsburg or the Haight Ashbury while you're walking your animal companion to the Fair Trade Fruit Co-op. Everyone loves Nancy. She's a keeper. So keep her. And I also think you should continue to stay focused on Russia. Russia. And then when you get done with that, some more Russia. It's working. People still care about it to the exclusion of all else. Look how much time Maddow spends on it. If the rack bomb doesn't have her long, soft finger on the pulse of America, I'd like to know who does. Need more convincing? I saw something that happened at a union hall in Wisconsin, which totally happened. There beneath the portrait of Hillary that the steelworkers and construction journeymen ensure is garlanded with roses each morning. I heard the Democratic love that was coming from those kind of working guys. Gus, an auto worker, said, "My big issue is Russia. Sure, it's been a year with no evidence has leaked out, but I'm still hoping for something, anything. And thanks to my job being outsourced to Juarez last summer, I have plenty of time to focus on it." Then Lenny the Teamster said, "Yeah, you're absolutely right. This Russia-Trump treason thing is important to me, but not as much as making sure our society uses intersectional critical theory to fight the patriarchal paradigms that reinforce systems of oppression directed against women, trans individuals, and other kins." Gus, while he was raising his Pabst Blue Ribbon, said, "Down with phallocentricity." Phallocentricity. I'm sorry. If I'm going to quote Gus, let's quote him. "See, if you just address their priorities, the Rust Belt is ripe for the retaking." Which brings us to the last and perhaps most important piece of advice. Keep accusing us of planning mass murder while you're also giggling in delight every time some Hollywood moron starts publicly living out conservative killing fantasies. There's nothing that's going to bring America together like telling half the country that its policy preferences are a thinly veiled genocide scheme targeting people who don't want to spend their own money to buy health insurance. You already know that's going to help you Democrats with your base, since you are the party of people who don't want to spend their own money to buy their own stuff. But it's also absolutely positively going to help with everyone else, because there's nothing that makes normal Americans reexamine their beliefs like the cool, rational charge that they are scheming to butcher thousands of innocent people. I heard Elizabeth Warren say that, and I thought, wow, I better rethink my position, because this proud Native American speaks some heap big truths. And as for your subtle justifications for murdering conservatives, keep that up too, because I have to tell you, we are intimidated. So what if the socialist centurion sprayed the ballpark with 100 rounds from a long gun and managed to merely wound a few targets before being dropped by a couple of cops armed only with handguns? Maybe by next time, and you're doing your best to ensure there'll be a next time, your swelling army of banging Bernie brothers will have a dramatically increased their tactical skills beyond what they learned in their gender study seminars and for making coffee for people who drive a Volvo. All we normals have to compete with that is years of weapons training, often from the military. So keep it up. Threaten to make my cautionary thoughts ever, that, you know, I think out every day, my little fantasies here and there. Go ahead and make that a reality. That seems like a solid plan that will end well for you. And the bottom line is that everything you're already doing is still fantastic, so why change? That would be an admission that you, you know, quite frankly, suck. And that can't be a thing. No, it's all those voters. They were racist and sexist and transphobic. They're climate deniers and racist. And the other stuff I said, but if you continue to call them out as the monsters they are and show them that you have no intention of changing, well, they're going to respond. I think that response could be a wave election. I just don't know who it's going to be for. Now that I think about it. One of the hardest things to do when you need this sort of introspection is to introspect and or be introspective. And these Democrats just aren't doing it. If they're doing it, they're doing it so privately and so quietly, nobody's hearing them. A couple of Democrats in the House are out there saying the era of Pelosi is over. But they're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to get anywhere with that. Nancy will die as the minority leader, and she'll probably live to be 90-something, which means another 20 years of Nancy. Her, cockroaches, and Keith Richards. They're not going nowhere. For those of you who might want to get out there and say, Bill, this is a little bit extreme. No, this is really quite tame compared to what I hear on a regular basis. I'm just being politically incorrect. And that's okay, because political correctness just makes me, just saps from me my will to live. So you know every time that I'm being politically incorrect, I'm having a pretty good time. Hour number two is coming up, and when we get back, we're going to look at what the next step that they intended for you and me when Obamacare failed. We're going to look at how impossible that is to make work. People of the gun need to know about this stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.